This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. During the Civil War, when President Lincoln stopped cotton exports from the American South, British textile manufacturers had to radically adjust to getting cotton from India and Egypt. Now that the coronavirus has disrupted supply chains stretching into China, British textile companies are adjusting to more domestic work. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from the UK manufacturing city of Leicester.
Textile companies in this city lost a lot of business to China in the 1990s. British retailers and fashion brands turned en masse to the Far East for cheaper production. But Bhavik Master of Paul James Knitwear says the coronavirus has been putting that trend into reverse.
We've been getting a lot of inquiries, and solely due to the fact that I think brands need to be spreading their risk and placing orders locally to make sure that the shops aren't empty.
Suddenly, security of supply and not cost is paramount. Master's factory is shuttered at the moment and his manufacturing staff have been furloughed. But when the pandemic subsides and business returns to normal, he expects a surge in firm orders.
I think we'll be stepping up production at least 20 to 30%.
Other textile companies could also get a boost from COVID-19. Here's Alkesh Kapadia of Barcode Design, another local fashion manufacturer.
A lot of orders have come through recently because of the coronavirus. A lot of customers have jumped in, and so they are concerned about getting their stuff from China.
These companies have their own supply chain worries. Many of their raw materials come from abroad, yarn from Italy, for example. And those supplies have also been disrupted by the virus. Kate Hills of Make It British, a manufacturing advocacy group, says British clothing retailers and brands are on the lookout.
They're actually now looking for fabric supplies in the UK so that the whole garment can be made in the UK.
For Britain's clothing industry, the pandemic will leave a lingering question.
Do you want all of your products made somewhere like China, or should you actually spread your risk and start at least making a percentage of your products in the UK?
One of the many economic casualties of the crisis could be the international supply chain, and that, she says, will help Britain's textile manufacturers. In Leicester, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.